This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Government forces patrolled much of Indian-controlled Kashmir and ordered shops and businesses to remain open Thursday to foil a planned strike by separatists on the second anniversary of India's revocation of the disputed region's semi-autonomy. Government forces placed steel barricades and razor wire across many roads, bridges, and intersections and set up additional checkpoints in anticipation of anti-India protests. Some shops and businesses remained shut in the region's main city, while police and soldiers checked vehicles and searched pedestrians. On August 5th, 2019, the Indian government, led by Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi, stripped Jammu and Kashmir of its statehood, scrapped its separate constitution, and revoked inherited protections of land and jobs, allowing more outsiders to settle in the Muslim-majority region. Thousands of young people and political leaders, both anti- and pro-India, were arrested. Many of them remain in prison. Separatist groups who challenge India's sovereignty in Kashmir called for a strike Thursday to mark what they call a, quote, Black Day. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday that Hong Kong citizens currently in the United States who fear for their safety amid the political crackdown back home will receive temporary safe haven. Biden says the move recognized, quote, the significant erosion of rights and freedoms in Hong Kong by the Chinese government. He said in a statement, quote, by unilaterally imposing on Hong Kong the law of the People's Republic of China on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, the People's Republic of China has undermined the enjoyment of rights and freedoms in Hong Kong. Biden claims more than 10,000 people have been arrested in relation to anti-government protests. This is VOA News. Moderna said on Thursday its COVID-19 shot was about 93% effective through 6 months after the second dose, showing hardly any change from the 94% efficacy it reported in its original clinical trial. That compares favorably to data from Pfizer last week, in which they said their vaccine efficacy waned around 6% every 2 months, declining to around 84% 6 months after the second shot. Both the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are based on messenger RNA technology known as mRNA. Moderna's chief executive says the company recognizes the Delta variant is a significant new threat and booster doses will be necessary prior to the winter season as antibody levels are likely to wane. The comment comes as public health officials across the world debate on whether additional doses are safe, effective, and necessary, even as they grapple with the fast-spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Pfizer is planning to seek authorization for a third shot later this month, and some countries like Israel have begun or plan to start administering shots to older or vulnerable people. China reported on Thursday a decline in locally transmitted COVID-19 cases for the first time this week, and a health official said he expected China's latest outbreak, caused mainly by the Delta variant, to be largely under control within weeks. Some local governments have been called out by Beijing for lowering their guard, leading to the spread of the Delta variant from multiple sources. Dozens of Chinese cities, including Wuhan, Beijing, and Shanghai, have reported new cases since late July, including those with symptoms and those without, and what officials call the most serious outbreak since the peak of China's epidemic in the spring last year. To deal with the infection, some cities have initiated multiple rounds of mass testing to identify carriers. Inner-city travel restrictions have been imposed, and public places of gathering, including entertainment venues, have either been shut or restricted. And many Italians went to vaccine centers on Thursday, a day ahead of the introduction of the so-called Green Pass immunity certificate to access many services and leisure activities as the country is trying to contain the highly infectious Delta variant. The number of people being vaccinated in the country has climbed since the government's announcement in July. And later on Thursday, it's expected to announce the pass will also be a requirement at schools and for long-distance travels. The Green Pass is a digital certificate which shows people have been vaccinated, tested negative, or recovered from COVID-19 and will be required starting Friday to access places like bars, restaurants, gyms, cinemas, theaters, museums, sporting events, and concerts in Italy. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.